9, Northwest London, Friday, can't read this, the 5th of April, Chof Tes Ador Base, Rav Yoel Aberman, Parsha Theme.
Morning everyone. As we just heard, it's Friday, Chof Tes Ador Base, means we're holding Erev Shchodesh Nissan, and we have to talk about the Parsha. So, in Parsha's Tazria, we have to find something to do with Erev Shchodesh, Shchodesh, especially we're coming up to Parshas Shchodesh. Shchodesh Hazeh Lochem, Shchodesh Nissan. Rishon Hilochem, Lechodesh Hashana. So we'll try and find something in this week's Parsha to do with the Parsha and to do with the Shchodesh. So the beginning of the Parsha talks about the Parsha of Yoledes. Somebody has a baby. So the Torah says that she has to bring korbanos in times of Beis Hamikdash. And there was a Zocha and a Keva. Halacha is that after a certain amount of days, she has to bring a korban yoledes. What's the korban yoledes? So if she can afford it, she has to bring a keves ben shnoso le'oilo, and ben yoino le'toi le'chatos. She brings oilo le'chatos. And if she can't afford it, then she brings two birds. Shnei toirim and shnei ben yoino, she brings two birds for oilo le'chatos. So the question is, it says in the pasuk first le'oilo, then it says le'chatos. Keves ben shnoso le'oilo, uben yoino le'toi le'chatos. So the pasuk says first oilo before chatos. So we all know the famous Gemara in Zvachim, which Rashi brings down on the place. Rashi says, the Gemara says in Zvachim like this. The Mishnah starts off by saying, chatos oif koydemes le'oilas oif. You have two birds, chatos oif and oilas oif. You have to bring the chatos before the oil. So more brings the pasuk where you're now from, more brings the binyan out. There's a pasuk which says in Parshas Vayikra, the pasuk says, V'hikivis asher la'chatos rishoino. And there's a sheni yase oilo kamishpon. And the second one you bring for oilo. So if anything more, the first pasuk is extra. It doesn't need to say, V'hikivis asher la'chatos rishoino. Of course, if the second one, if it says the second one is oilo, obviously the first one is a chatos. So maybe we don't know how binyan av. Anywhere, any type of korban you're bringing, chatos has to always be before the oilo. And the more says, even if you have a chatos oif, the chatos is the oif, the bird, and the oil is a behemoth, so the choyer behemoth is more choshuk, so maybe you should have brought the behemoth before the chatos. No. Even so, chatos oif comes before oilas behemoth. It's a binyan av, we learn after this posuk. Anyway, anytime you bring two korbanos, even if the first one is a bird, the chatos comes before the oil. Fine. Then the mo's got a kashka. Hoshem av, got a braisa. The braisa says, the Rebbeleza says, that if, for example, by yoledes, where she brings a bird, and for oila she brings a behemoth, and afterwards when she can't afford it, she brings two birds, echad le'oila ve'echad, one for chatos, one for oila. Then he says, kamokim sheneschal v'chatos chatos kedemes, over by yoledes oila kedemes. Pashto Bryce says, mashma, if, like the case in yoledes, where the chatos is a bird and the oila is a behemoth, then we say the oila comes first. So the Bryce says oila comes first. Because why? Because in the Pasha, when the Pasuk says first, Echad le'oilo ve'echad le'chatos, it's mashma, oilo comes before chatos. Everything Gemara, this is what we're going to discuss today. The Gemara says, no. Omar Rova, le'mekro higdima ha'kosim. No. Avad le'gaba ha'krova, when you bring the makriv, you makriv le'chatos before the oilo. Le'mekro higdima ha'kosim. So what do these words mean? So Rashi over here in Zvachim says, shtei nikras be'inyan t'chil. When you're learning in the Torah, in the Pasha it says, oilo before chatos. Or bavad, when it comes to akrova, when you bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh, chatos before oilo. So Frektei is looking at me, of course, if that's what the Pasha says, of course, that's what you have to learn first. You're not going to mix up the psukim and say chatos before oilo, if in the Torah it says oilo before chatos. Of course, I mean, zil kribe ravo says, everyone knows that. What's wrong coming to me, mechadosh, you know what, lemekro ikdima kosov. So why is the Torah say oilo before chatos, if you're bringing chatos before oilo? Tosfos wants to say a big chiddush. Tosfos has his own different pshat in the Gemara. Interesting pshat. Le mikro doesn't mean the Torah. Le mikro ekdima kosov. It means le mikro when you're kore shem, when you're magdish it, you have to be magdish oilo before chatos. When you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, after you be magdish it, avad legava akrova, you makir chatos before oilo. Or but before you brought to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be magdish it. You have to say this should be my korban. So when you be magdish, first be magdish the oilo, the behemoth, the oilo. And then you magdish the chatos. The mikro, that's how it's the mikro. When you koyer Hashem, when you give it a kedusha, you koyer its name, you're giving it a kedusha, then be magdish the oil before the chatos. Taste asks the kasha from the Gemara Erechim, right? As the Gemara says, that normally the halacha is that if a person is chayav to bring a chatos, it's chayav to bring karbonos, do let them get involved, and let's say the person he's lazy, he can't be bothered, he hasn't yet brought his behemoth, which is chayav to bring. Do best then take a mashkin from him, take a mashkin, and to push him, give him a push to bring a korban. So once the mishnah, it depends. A chatos, we don't have a mashkin, because chatos comes with the kapora, because he has aveira, he's done aveira. So for chatos, we don't have to take a mashkin. We never bring a chatos. For oilo doesn't come with a kapora, so oilo there, a person is more lazy to bring the oilo, so then we have to take a mashkin. But the Gemara says sometimes you have to be a mashkin for oilo as well. The Gemara wants to say when would you have to bring a mashkin for oilo? The Gemara wants to say maybe our oilo has to be ledes. A ledes has to bring an oilo. Maybe for such an oilo, you don't have to be a mashkin. Why don't you have to be a mashkin for such an oilo? Says the Gemara, because you have to bring the oilo before the chatos. That's the argument of the Gemara. You have to bring the oilo before the chatos. So Yosef, for the chatos, we're not scared, she's not going to bring it because it comes with the kapora. And in order to bring the chatos, you have to bring the oil first. So maybe you don't have to be a mashkin. Says it was not true, because Rabbi says, the mikro dima kosu, that means that when it comes to a krov, you makir the chatos before the oil. You makir the chatos before the oil. So she might not bring the oil because she can bring the chatos, and then after she won't bring the oil. So Victorious, if you're like this prime places, they still have to be magdish first. If you still have to be magdish the oilo before the chatos, so why do you have to be scared? She won't be able to bring the chatos until she's magdish the oilo. Elamites is pushed off this chat, is dirty this chat. Even if I'm hegdish, it's not true. Hegdish also, you're magdish the chatos before the oilo. Fine. Tosfos argues this chat, we're back to Rashi's chat, which we don't understand. What does it mean, when we crow a dima chatos? What do you mean, Tosfos? But why? We want to understand, why does the Torah say oilo before chatos, even though when it comes to hegdish, signing up a krova, chatos comes before oilo. So, there's one pshat which many achronim say, but they all say in different ways. They want to say the following pshat. They want to say, we all know the famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu asked, "Vamei eda k'ir Hashem, how am I going to be Yerush at Yisrael?" And then he asked, how the Chalas can have a kapora and Chas Shulam do Averis? Kosh Bok said, they bring Karbonos. So he said, that's very good when the Beis HaMikdosh is standing, when there's no Beis HaMikdosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, when they say the Parshas of the Karbonos, by them reading the Parshas of the Karbonos, they'll have a kapora on their Averis. Kol Oisik b'Parshas Chatos, Ki'in Reikrev Chatos, Kol Oisik b'Parshas Oilo, Ki'in Reikrev Oilo. So even nowadays, right, we have the Inn of Karbonos by saying the Parshas of Karbonos is Ki'in Yumaki Lakob. So the Achrayim want to say, we'll soon see many Achrayim want to say, that about the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when you be makrivit, when you be makrivit the Karbonos, about the Chatos comes before oil. But they want to say a big Kiddush. But nowadays, when you're not being makrivit the Poyah, you're just saying the Pasha of the Karbonos, then the Mikro means the Mikro, when you are Kuri the Pasha, they should be Bim Kuri, the Korban, then say the Pasha of oil before Chatos. We have to see why. If in times based on Mikdash you go chatos for oilo, so why nowadays we're saying we're being cured the pasha, kriyas our pasha should be oilo before chatos. So we're going to say, try to say three pshatim, three reasons why in kriyas our pasha, which is bim koyim, that krovas ha korban, that oilo comes before chatos. There's a mechaber shulchan aruch siman aleph. The mechaber starts off by saying that tell you loyma parshas akorbanos. It's good for a person to say the parshas akorbanos, which means to say go through most of the parshas vayikra and parshas tzav. Persons should go through parshas of akorbanos. So the mechaber says when he says parshas akorbanos, he says you should say parshas oilo, and afterwards he says parshas chatos. So in fact, the mogna avram nishalti, I was asked, why does the mechaber say oilo before chatos? Say chatos before oilo. Says the mogna avram meyedik pshat. He says, the Gemara says, why did you bring chatos before oil? Why? Chatos be'etzem comes to be a kapora, maybe it's more choshuv. So why do you bring chatos before oil? Okay, maybe oil should be first. Oil is meratze. Says the Gemara, Moshe Noah Dovodin, the person who's done Navera for a king, and he wants to come close again. So he wants to come close again to the king. So he can't just bring a present to the king. Oh, I'm not. He did Navera against the king. I should bring him a present now. You can't bring a present to somebody he did Navera against. So what do you have to do first? First you have to do be mechapa. on the avir that you've done, say you're sorry, do tshuva, be mechapa. After you've had your kapora, then you can bring a present to the king. The same thing is with chatos and oil. First you have to bring a chatos to get to be mechapa on the avir. You've done the avir, be mechapa on the avir. And then you can bring the oil. The oil is the present, reach mechap. The oil is the present, then you can bring the oil. Chatos comes before oil. Frankly, it's a kashin. We know that oil is also mechapa. Oil is mechapa on chayv asay. Person the oil and asay, he has to bring oil. So why is only chatos? Chatos is mechapa. The oil is also mechapa on chayv asay. So why for that? Why do you say chatos comes before oil? So says the Mogen Avraham, you have to say. The Gemara says that when a person brings a chatos, the person is chayv to bring a chatos. He brings the chatos, so the chatos, which is normally mechapa on a aver, which person was over. A chid of chorus b'shogeg brings the chatos. So the Gemara says in Zvochim that even when you shatzi over lo tishesh b'chorus and you bring a chatos, the chatos also gives a kapora for the aseh as well. It doesn't give a complete kapora. The complete kapora for the aseh you need to have the oiler. The Gemara calls it as mikivra and mikufya. Epis the kapora the chatos does for the aseh as well. It doesn't give you a complete kapora. So if it has episode kapora, so mamela, the guy with that, the oil is called the oil is still considered the present, because you still had the kapora, the chatos on asay as well. So yes, the chatos are also mechapa on asay, so mamela, when you come to the oil is called the present, mamela, it's a doer.
Mechapa on which asay?
Any asay person was oil. You didn't wear tefillin today, right? Right? You have to bring oil, more sense. First was mevatel asay, it wasn't mekayem and asay, the oil is mechapa.
He's bringing a chatos for a particular aveir.
He's bringing a chatos for something else, right?
Yeah.
So Moses says, then it's mechapa, episode kapori, yes, episode. The Moses says, there's mikila and mikufi, there's a type of kapori that it's mechapa and asay, a stick of kapori has an asay as well. Not complete, for the complete kapori you need the oil. So then it says, the Magen Avraham, very geshmak. So it comes, normally, time is based on mikdosh, the person has to bring a chatos and oil, about the chatos comes before oil. Mashenke nowadays, person wants to say Parshat Korbanos. The Torah says, and that's obvious, that you shouldn't just some say Parshat Korbanos, Parshat Chatos. Because you can't bring a Chatos bin Adol. If you're not mechuyev to bring a Chatos, you can't bring a Chatos. So you should say, make a condition. If I'm chayav to bring a Chatos, if I did an Aveira, then I should bring a Chatos. However, when it comes to Oilo, the Gemara says, Ein lecho Odom, she'ein lechayav Oilo. It's in another lane, it's Shkiach. Oilo, most people, every day, here and there, b'shoigu, the mevatel nasei. So most people have to bring every day a korban oilo. As I said in the Gemara Zoch. So Ebazoi comes out, when you're saying a parsha korbanos, you can't say chatos before oilo, because when you're saying parsha chatos, maybe I'm something curry about oilo, because maybe I'm not chayav to bring parsha chatos. Whereas when you come to the parsha oilo, the oilo doesn't come to be a mechap, because the person's been over nasei, when every day is over and says, so the oil is coming to be mechapa. So it comes out possible, or it's more likely, that when you're saying a parsha kabbalas, the oil is coming to be mechapa, whereas the chatos only stomach saying a parsha in the Torah, because maybe you're not chayav chatos. So therefore, you say the oil before chatos, because the oil is coming to be mechapa, whereas the chatos maybe it's not coming to be mechapa. You stomach saying it's a kriyas parsha's ba'alma, so maybe you say oil before chatos. That's the halach of the Magen Avraham. Why, when you come to say the kriyas parsha, there should be in the Shalom Chom Sif Seinu, say Oila before Chatos. Now we're coming to a very geshmak of Pshat. They bring down the Shachur, brings down from a Fidika, Shachur brings down from Das Kedoshe. Das Kedoshe wants to say a different reason why, when you say Kriyas HaPashas, when you're saying the Pashas, say Oila before Chatos. He wants to say the following. We know that we just said that, Mor says, nowadays, what's the kapora of a person done in Avera? But we know there's another Gemara. There's more Chagig. The Gemara says, as Bizman she based on Mikdash Kayom, Mizbeach is Mechapa. Mizbeach is Mechapa on your own lips. Bizman she ain't based on Mikdash Kayom, Shulchon is Shalodom, the Shulchon of a person is Mechapa. So how do these two Gemaras fit together? Is the Kriyas HaPashas, or is the Shulchon when a person eats, right? The Shulchon when a person eats nowadays, that's Mechapa. So how do these two things go together? He says a gewaldige pshat, the das kedushin, mamash meridike pshat. He says like this. First it means the chatos, right? There's two parts to the chatos. There's, you take the emarim, you makve on the mizbeach, you do zrika, you do achtorah, dalad, avodas, then you makve on the mizbeach, fine. Then there's another chelik, the chelik, the kohanim, which they eat. The Gemara says, kohanim oichlim, the kohanim eat, ubailim miskaprim. And the bailim have a kapora through achilas hakohanim. When the kohanim eat, they're the kapora. Right? So there's two halakim in the kapora. There's the aktora and there's the achila. So it is, when a person is makte something on the mizbeach. So what's the main How does a person get kapora? Some you bring an animal, it's magic, you bring an animal, and then you have kapora. About the ik is a person to do tshuva. A person does tshuva when he sees. He says, all the, like, unfortunately, speak out. He thinks to himself that that's an all I'm doing to the animal is supposed to be done for me. I'm killing the animal, I'm doing all this, I'm shechting the animal, all should be done to the person who's done the avera. Now, Akosh Baruch Hu Rachmanus Alein, that by you doing tshuva and you bring the animal, Akosh Baruch Hu is mechapa. Fine. Oh, but that's mainly you could say. So nowadays, we don't have, you can't do that Torah, you can't be makhti the korban. So we say that a person says the pashas and he imagines to himself as if this should have happened to him, and he does tshuva. So by him doing tshuva and saying the pasha, Akosh Baruch Hu is merchilim. That's very good on the chilik ha-guvoya. The chilik ha-ktori, you could say that with the kriyas ha-pasha, I have that instead. Hashem came, achilas ha-kuranim. What am I going to say that? When I'm saying this pasha, it's as if the kuranim are eating. It's as if I brought the korban to the Akosh Baruch Hu. Akosh Baruch Hu would accept it. Well, how can you say, the kuranim said, I didn't have my piece of meat. I have to have my piece of meat. In order, you should have a kapora. Kernim oichlim u'baylim iskapim. So how do you have nowadays that chilek? You don't have nowadays. You can't say the kriyas ha-pasha. It's as if the kernim ate a piece of meat. So Reila, that the Gemara says, that's the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga says that shulchan shel adam is mechapa. That when a person eats, that means shulchan shel adam, and he invites poor people to come to his table. He does achnasas oichlim. Poor people are coming. He gives them to eat. Oh, so maybe that bimkum kilu bimkum instead of giving it to the kohen, you give it to aniyim. You have a shulchan where you do achnas soichim. That's mechapon yana chayim. So maybe he says the bezoit gevaldik. Pshat is time to base hamikdash. Chatos comes before oil. Avada, because chatos you bring a korban chatos and you makdash on the mizbeach. The kohenim eat. So maybe you could say chatos comes before oil. Hashem can nowadays. Now when I'm saying this passion, I say pashas chatos. I only have one chelik. Only chelik ha'aktorah. Of the chelik or achila, I'm missing. Divided. When I'm saying the pasha, what I can do later on when I have my shulchan. Of when I'm saying reading the pasha of chatos, you only have one chelik. Mashenki, when you say pasha's oilo, the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. It's kula kolil. The whole thing goes on the mizbeach. So when you say pasha's oilo, you have a richtige kaporet because there's nothing else. It's only the chelik which goes on the mizbeach. There's no kohenim involved over there. So ibazoi oilo comes before chatos nowadays. Because when you're saying Pashas Oilo, I have the Gamsa Kapora. Whereas by saying Pashas Chatos, you only have one Chelik. Because you missed the Chelik HaAchila. So maybe that's why when you say the Pashas, say Oilo before Chatos. And with that, the Das Kedoshim says, we say, he explains, Moedek Kepshat. We say in the, we're going to say, not Mamish, I'm going to say tomorrow in the Musaf, because tomorrow's Musaf is a different Musaf, but normal Rosh Chodesh, we say Rosh Chodesh L'Amcho Nusato. So he says, interesting deal, he says. We say, Mizbeach Chodosh Petzion Tochim, Dabud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should bring the Mizbeach Chodosh, bring the Gula, the Oilas Rosh Chodesh Na Le'olof, and we bring the Oilas Rosh Chodesh, U'Sire Izim Nase Brotzer, Sire Izim Nase Chatos. So why did he say Oilo before Chatos? Everyone agrees when it comes to Akrova, you mark the Chatos before Oilo. Why did he Dabud Oilas Rosh Chodesh Na Le'olof, Oilo, and then Sire Izim Nase Brotzer? One question. Secondly, later on we say, so we already doubled that Kosh Baruch should bring the Mizbeach, we should bring the Korbonos. But we carry on saying, as Vavienu L'Tzion Yichol B'Rinu, bring us back to L'Tzion Yishlaim Beis Kedosh of Simchos Simchas Olam, and we bring, V'esmus Avyoyim Noish HaChirish HaZeh, Nase V'Nakim L'Funecho K'mitzvah S'Tzoynech. We already said, why are you asking again, that we should bring Olas HaShchoydesh, that Mus Avyoyim HaShchoydesh, Nase V'Nakim L'Funecho K'mitzvah S'Tzoynecho. So he wants to say the following pshat. It says, we all know the Gemara and Shana, Achleikus of Lezin of Yeshua, if Benisan Nigalu, or Benisan Asidim Leigoy, or Betishi. Achleikus, Benisan or Betishi, do you say Benisan Asidim Leigoy, or Betishi? So, the Gemara says that there are carbonas that you can bring a tumor, a hutra, a tzibah. If the whole tzibah is made, all the kernel is made, you can bring the carbon, a fill of a tzibah. Even though you can bring the akrova b'tzibu, achila, you can't eat the betumah. If you make the korban betumah, you do the akrova, it's doicha. You can bring it betumah. Or achila, then the Gemara says clearly, siri rashchodesh, for example. Okay, rashchodesh, you have to bring the korbanos rashchodesh, you have to bring it betumah, there's no kain in Tahirim. You bring it betumah, or b'ein le'nechal betumah. She says like this. If you hold betishi asidim le'igoy, tishi, so when is it going to be a tishi? Hold mouth of Tishri, he won't say no. The Tishri of Sidney Goyle brings Psukim on Shon. First day Tishri is going to be, first day Tishri is Mesugal, there should be the Gul. Fine. So what's going to happen? The Samedish is going to get built. comes on Rosh Hashanah itself, right? It's going to be built the Asidim Le'Golem. So you have to bring, first thing you have to bring is Karbonos. And one of the Karbonos is Karbonos of Rosh Chodesh. Besides being Rosh Hashanah, it's Karbonos of Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to have to bring all those Karbonos, the Tumah. They didn't have time to be Matai yourself. You didn't have time for all this. So you're going to bring the Karbonos, the Tumah. Okay. So maybe we won't say the beginning of the Tefillah we daven Mizbeach Chodesh B'Tzion Tochim. And when we daven, when should that be? We're going to call into Mount Domah B'Tishri. So if it's going to be in Tishri, what's going to be? We're going to have to bring it the Tumah. If you bring it the Tumah, so it's a big chiddush. So we just said bringing it the tumah, so then the kohen won't be able to eat it. If they won't be able to eat it, you don't have a richtige kapara on the chatos, because the chatos you can't eat it. So then we know what we're going to do. We're going to bring the oiler first, because the oiler, which is kula kolim, everything goes in the mizbeach. So the oiler there, everything you're going to have a richtige kapara with the oiler. Mashiach and the chatos only one chiddush. So we know we're going to oiler so chiddush. Now the oiler, we're going to make first the oiler and then the chatos, because you can't eat the chiddush of chatos. Mashiach, if you hold the nisa nigal. And this is Nasidim Le'Golem. When is that going to be? On Pesach. Pesach is Sugar Le'Golem. So if it will be Nigal on Pesach, when is the first Shchodesh only going to be? Shchodesh Shkia. Because you're Nigal on Pesach. So until Shchodesh Shkia, you have time for the Kohanim to be Matai themselves. You can bring Efer Par, go to Par Aduma, and be Matai themselves. Otherwise, they can bring in the right order. They can bring, because then they'll be able to eat the Korban Shchodesh, so they bring Chatos before Eilah. That's later on. I'm saying, it's Musa, Yom HaShchodesh is there. Nasa v'nach v'nech v'havo, k'mitzvah s'itzoynecho, the way you want it to be. It should be Chatos before Eilah. So the beginning, we're going to talk about calling if it's going to be in Tishri. Later on in davening, if it's going to be in Nissan, then we'll bring in the right order.
It can't be Pesach either.
Huh?
Nissan, you
can't eat
Pesach.
Not Pesach, I'm talking about the Rosh Chodesh. No, the Rosh Chodesh, but 2 weeks later, right? In here.
But Pesach is Shlomit. On Pesach.
Okay.
If you can't eat it, the Tumah.
Now come, we just quickly want to say that the third pshat, Binyan Shlomo says another pshat. Well, let's skip that and look at something else. That so it comes out what we're saying. We had two pshatim which we learned the Gemara and the Krov of Dima Kosuf. The pshat is that, that nowadays when we're saying the pashas, there should be a kapora for us. Nowadays, say pashas the oila before the chatos. That's trying the Gemara and the Krov of Dima Kosuf. When you create a pasha, oila before chatos. We said two reasons why. As Mogavon Shlomo, as Kedoshim. Oil comes before Chatos. Oh, so what we said in Chassam Sefer takes on Nishtadoy. Chassam Sefer says he learns Pshat, a different Pshat. Let me call it Dima Kosov. He takes on the Abada. If you carry the Pasha in order that it should be Hashem, Mishal, Pom, Sefaseinu, Abada, then you should bring. Say Chatos before Eilah, like the time based on Migdosh, you mark your Chatos before Eilah, even when you're saying the Pasha, Chatos is before Eilah. He wants to say a big Chiddush, Chassam Sefer. He says a Chiddush. This din, Zoyz Teras Eilah, we say, Zoyz Teras Chatos, Koloisig, the Pasha, Chatos, Pasha, Eilah, Kilo Ikriv. And he said, that's very good, so practice it. What does Teras say? If you learn the Pasha, Koloisig, the Pasha, Chatos, you learn it, Kilo you mark the Kol. That's only, you can say, by men, Anoshim, Achai, and Mitzvah, Talmud Torah. So if you're Chai, and Mitzvah, Talmud Torah, you can say, Yoitzik in the Pasha, Kelo Hikriv. Or he says the lady, Noshima Pturos in Talmud Torah, so they can't be Oisik in this Pasha, they're Pturos in Talmud Torah. So by them it's not shy to say that they should have a Kola. So it's a big Kiddush, Ebazoi. Ladies, they don't have this whole Indian of Kola Oisik or Pasha, Kelo Hikriv.
Even for mitzvahs
that are important. That will come to that in a minute, yeah. So Mele says for some Sefer, that's why, by Dafke by your letters, our Pasha, Dafke by your letters, it says Oila before Chatos. Because by the ladies, for them, there's no Indian, it's not Kelo Hikriv. The Mikroik Dima Kosso for them, it's not Kriyas HaPash, it's not saying it, it's not reading it, they're not learning it, they don't have the Sechel Kilo Hikriv, so why should they say Chatos before Eilah? Eilah Maestah is more Choshuv, and they say the order in the Torah it says Eilah before Chatos. So maybe for them, by your letters, they say Eilah before Chatos. So like you pointed out before, so comes that the Sechel Kilo Hikriv, even some of which they're Mechuyuv to bring this Korban, they're Mechuyuv to bring a Korban, even so, you're right, the mechuyev to bring the korban, but the not mechuyev to learn that pasha. It's a chiddush. The klichemda I saw taka. He doesn't bring this on sefer. Of the klichemda taka discussed this point as in mistapik. It could be something which they are mechuyev. Maybe they are mechuyev to learn because there's a shaila about big satur. Why did Noshim say big satur in the morning? One of the reasons is because they're chayev to learn their own mitzvahs. The mitzvahs they're mechuyev to learn. So if they're mechuyev to bring a pasha, a korban of yuledes, it could be they should be mechuyev to learn to know what to do. So it could be they do have this. Sometimes it takes some pshitas as they don't have this din, but noshin is no din of kilurik. Just want to finish off by saying, I don't know if you pointed out, if you look in the psukim says that the korban which somebody she can't afford, if she can afford it, she's ashira, she brings the oil, an animal and birds. And then the Pasuk says, Zoi Teres Hayledes, Azocha Elanakeh. This is Teres Hayledes. Pasuk carries on, next Pasuk. Vim Lo Yisim Tzayodah, if she can't afford it, then she brings two birds. So why did you say Zoi Teres Hayledes now? Say at the end of the Pasha, after you've said the Ashira and the Anil, then you should say Zoi Teres Hayledes, Azocha Elanakeh. And forget, if you look in next week's Pasha, Pasha's Mitzayah, where also the Mitzayah also has two Kobonas, has there's Anil and Ashira. It says Zoi Teres Ashbo Negar Tzeras. After the right end. So why are we here by Yeledes? In the middle, bang in the middle, it says, Zoi Teres Hayledes Azocha Elanakeh. So I finish up a beautiful pshat of the Kli Chemde. He says as that this din, that he says, Zoi Teres Chatos, Kili Hikrev Chatos, there's two types of kabbalas. There's a kabbalah which comes to the kapora. Right? Person is on Naveira, wants a kapora, you bring a kabbalah. There's another type of kabbalah which you're bringing is to be machshi, to allow you to eat kotchin. For example, a Mitzvah cannot eat kotchin, right? He's told me he can't eat kotchin. So he has to bring the korban, which is called the korban, which is machshi. It's matter that he's allowed to eat kotchin. So he wants to say, when can you say kill hikriv? If a person is on Navera, you say that you eat this pasha, then you can say kill hikriv is makriv and a korban. That's very good, the korban which comes lechap. Or the korban which comes to be matter of the kotchin. For example, a Mitzvah, right? So nowadays, you're not also to eat kotchin. There's no din in Mitzvah nowadays. You can't say, if I'm going to read Pasha's Mitzvah, Kilo, I was Machiavian a Pasha. You have no chiv to bring it. There's no din in Mitzvah nowadays. So you can't say, Kilo Hikrim over there. So many one says, what's going to be the din? This is Mechidish. What's the din nowadays? Yeah? Nowadays, Yeledes, for example. Yeledes, nowadays, it could be there's an inin for Yeledes after birth. She can't bring a Kolm, but at least she should say the Pashas. If it's not like the Chosesa, she should say the Pashas, Kilo Hikrim. What Pasha should, let's say she's a poor lady. So if the Mirna based on Migdosh, she would have to bring two birds. But to say, everyone can say. So what pasha should she say? Should she say the pasha of the Ashira or the Anil? What should she say? If the Mirna based on Migdosh, should be a poor lady, she can't only afford two birds. What should she say? So Avada would say, why not? If you can say a pasha Ashira, and if by even by saying this pasha, it's as if I brought the animal, so it's as if Akush Baruch would accept, even though I can't afford it, it's as if I brought the animal. So Mela, by your letters, we're going to say, what should she say? Nowadays, you should say, even somebody who's Anil, say the Pasha of Ashira. So, Melech Gevaldik says, after the Pasha of Ashira, what's the Pasuk say? Zoi's Torah, say Ledes, which we learn from Zoi's Torah, call Oisik with Pasha, call Oisik with Torah, say Ledes, Kilu Hikiv, Kilu Hikiv Kovim. So, Zoi's Torah, you say after the Ashira, after the Kovim of Ashira, because the Zoi's Torah, everybody should say, if you can't afford to, if you don't have the possibility of bringing the Kovim, like nowadays you can't bring a Kovim, Zoi's Torah, what should you say? Say the Pasha of Ashira. Mashenk in the Pasha Mitzvah, where the Zoi's Torah there, there's no Kilu Oisik, call Oisik with Pasha Mitzvah, Kilu Hikiv in the Pasha, because there the Kovim is coming to be Mati the Kotchin. So then the Zoi's Torah is the Stam. This is the Pasha of the Kabbalahs. She says only at the end. After Ani and Ashira, afterwards it says Zoi's Torah. Mashenk by here, by Yeledes, where it's Shaykh the thing, Shaykh is din, as if you're Oisik and Pasha the Yeledes, Kill the Hikiv the Kotchin. So then it says after Ashira, because everyone's going to have a din Ashira, that you should say this Pasha.
So I left him half on the virus of having said Zvush when I was saying Aluchas, and today I'm going to say Aluch. We have to reach Sadik Vuv in the Mishnah Brides, quotes the Rambam, the Gabadinim of Abdullah. We are on the subject of Abdullah, and the Rambam says that Abdullah is the Eraisa, just the way that Kiddush is. Those poskim said it's the Rabbunan, but he explains that the word Zucha is Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoy, celebrating the commencement of the Shabbos, and that is with Kiddush, and from the same Pusik is Mashma that the conclusion is also celebrated with Avdule. That's the basis of the Rambam, but it's interesting that the Mishnah Brura quotes this Rambam, and we should be aware of it. But having said Atochoy Nantuni by Shemen Esra, that clearly puts us into a place where it's the Rabunos, because we've already been Yotze with Avdullah B'Tvile, and now the Avdullah which is made at home would not anymore be the rice even according to the Rambam. The Machaber does not introduce Avdullah with the psukim that we are used to. He goes straight to the point of the Kos and Avdullah and the Rebbe Psumim and the Aish. But the Hine Keili Shiusi, Eftach, Flo Efchot, etc., with the Kos Yishias, Esso, Vashem Hashem Ekro, adding the psukim of Lahidim, Moisu, Oiru, Vesimcha, Vesusa, Vikar, is there in order to, as suspicious for the coming week, to understand why do we mention this psikim? It's a simen toiv to enter the new week by saying in the keli shiusi and speaking about the salvation of the Reboim Shlolo, the union of simcha, susa, vikar, etc. All these things that they should be mentioned at the advent, so to speak, of welcoming the new week ahead of us. Now, he mentions there that the mevura, the one who's making Avdullah, and the people who are listening to Avdullah should be both staring at the cause. There's no hocus pocus here. There's a very simple reason given. They should be focusing and looking at the cause. Simply, they should not be Messiah Das. Evidently, somehow Avdullah people's minds wander. If they're looking at the glass of wine, they will be focused on Avdullah. The Ramu now describes an interesting minhag. One should pour wine onto the floor before concluding the Boire Pria Gufel. Take the pour wine onto the floor, literally. Now, he brings the Gemura, which says, Kol bais shelo nishpach boi yain kemai, ein bo sima brucha. A home, a house, which wine has not been spilled in a way that water would be spilled, will not contain within it the merit or blessing. So, the Mishnah Brira gravitates closer to what we used to, which means that he says you should actually overflow, but not at the point of the brucha, but at the point of filling the cup. And that's why we take an overflow in order to show a sibbe brucha. But I wouldn't try it on a new beige carpet if you're going to do it and overflow the wine at this point, especially not red wine. But the Mishnah Brira says go easy because of the inyan of hefset mashkin. It's taka, a mitzvah to show that there's an overflowing of brucha, but there's also a flip side to it of taking good wine and wasting it. He calls it hefset mashkin. He doesn't use the word baltashkas. I'm not. Now, very, very, how to speak, conspicuous din, which is about women drinking from Avdullah, which we call under the title of Zucken v'eine lefich choydo. That the lady might concern herself about growing a beard if she drinks from Avdullah. We'll elaborate it a little bit more next week, but let's just mention that the Shlul says the reason behind women not drinking from wine from Avdullah is because there are several memories in the Gemara about which fruit the Eitz Hadas was. And one of them, the Shlul brings down, was the grape. And according to one Chazal, she actually took fresh grapes and squeezed them into grape juice and offered the husband a drink. So therefore the association with Avdullah, which all this is all to do with the chet of Avud HaMarishim, because he brought us to the world and that only changed on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, the association is only a kategoria, so to speak, a prosecuting factor. And that is why the lady who was the server of this drink should abstain from drinking altogether from Avdullah. Now, this association of women with Avdullah perhaps will elucidate next week, but there is also an exception to the rule. And this year is the exception, because the second night Seder works out to be on Motzei Shabbos. And those people which are knowing that all people around the table make Kiddush together also make Avdullah together. Because we have Yak Nehuz, Yain Kiddush Ner Avdullah Zman. And therefore the women are mechir to make Kiddush and Avdullah because of the first course of Abba Koises, Abhe Moye Boisa Nes, and Kol Mitzvahs, which are shaykh to that particular night, are associated to ladies too. So here you have an exception that the ladies actually hold the course of Avdullah, because they're saying Mav Ben Koidish L'Koidish as well, and they will drink it. And that's the reason is because the Kos Shabrucha overwhelms all the problems which we spoke about with regards to Avdullah. Okay, so you want to hear one short, very, very cute story on this, on Parshas HaChodesh, I'll tell you, which is to do with the Pusik. which is in reference to the Korban Pesach. I'll say quickly, but it's a very sharp and witty vote from the times of the son of the Vilna Gaon, who they say had some, was drawn marginally towards the Chassidim, but he wants to establish once and for all whether all the things that they were saying about them were true or false. But the Pusik says, we're going to line it tomorrow, Mir Hashem. And he came to a town called Pinsk. And in Pinsk, those who are aware of it know that the Heilige Baditscheve, which was Reb Levi Yitzchak, was Ruv, his first job that he got was to be Ruv in Pinsk. Now, it wasn't easy to get hold of good cheese those days. And a delivery came of good cheese and came with a fantastic Hersher too. Came with the Hechsher from the Shipetivke. The Shipetivke was Rabbi Yankiv Shimshon from Shipetivke, was a Guan Ade. If you see some of his totals, just get an appreciation of him. But essentially, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok overruled this Hechsher and said, don't touch these cheeses. Now the people in town were absolutely out to lynch him because they waited a long time till they get the opportunity to have such cheeses. Nevertheless, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok of Adichev took no notice of them and said, these cheeses, just don't eat them. He said, no. So anyway, the bottom line was that it says like this. The Hechsher read as follows. The date of it was written in Kislev, which was really not the pusuk of the time of the year where this particular parsha is usually read. And that immediately gave Rav Lev Yitzchok an indication that something fishy is going on here. And it says here like this. L'seide. Which is a very nice way of starting. He didn't even mention those words. He just wrote the seder v'kuchu toichli oiser. This is how you should be eating it. So they were all excited. Well, it says clearly you should be eating the cheese. Look at the top of the thing, the introduction, and then he goes on to write as Hechsher. Anybody who wants to eat his cheeses, and of course the kushel mahadum and the mahadum. But the Baditshava said, why would he write something which is not the Parsha of Hashavua? It's got nothing to do with the Parsha of Boy, where in the time of which he wrote it. But the Baditshava worked out the following. Mosnechem chagurim, which referring to the Korban Pesach, means that you should consume the Korban Pesach with your loins girded. But the Targum of Mosnechem chagurim says, which is essentially the Aramaic for chatzechoin, your loins shall be girded. Chatzechoin also means cheese. And the raya from it is mepusik in Shmil Beis, which says the charitze hachulov, which is referring to cheese curdles. So Memaila, he knew that if he's speaking about chatzechoin yehoin asirem, he was indicating between the lines that this cheese should be asirin, not bound, but forbidden. And when the story came out and they really found out what had happened, was that a poor Shepetiv Geruv of Yankiv Shimshon was held no less than at gunpoint and told, if he writes this Hechsher for this cheese, he will survive. If he does not write this Hechsher for the cheese, they will kill him in cold blood. That's how important this commerce was to them. So he had no choice to give him mamish pekich nefesh. So what did he do? He wrote a Hechsher that he hoped that the person that would read it would be intuitive, sufficiently intuitive, and a Talmud Chucham, and he was mispelled to the Rebbein Shlom, that it would catch the remez. And that is exactly what the Heilige Baditshava did. And as soon as he saw the words, V'chuchu, Toichlu, Oisoi, Mosnechem, Chagurim, he realized, 1 minute, why would he write this when it's not the Parshas HaShavua? Must mean that he means Mosnechem, it's got to do with cheese because it's Chatzechon. Asira means that it's forbidden and not bound. In Meile, Lebesov, he was matzil the whole town from eating forbidden. Chapter.